Just so you know, each week we receive hundreds of legal inquiries. The legal team selects the best questions from the week, and then we share them with you. Here's one that I received to my office recently. This question is about property taxes for a mortgage escrow account. The question is, I believe that my lender has overcharged me when holding back my property taxes for the mortgage escrow account. I recently received a large increase to my monthly mortgage payment, and I was told that this was because the bank failed to collect the required amount upfront at the time of my closing on my home. What can I do about this? Do I have rights against my lender for being overcharged? My answer is that there are several reasons why a lender may not always be accurate when establishing an accurate property tax escrow. First, estimated taxes. The property taxes used in the escrow calculation are often based on estimates rather than the actual tax bill. If the tax rates change, or if the property's assessed value is adjusted, the estimates may not reflect the true amount needed. Then there is the timing of payments. Escrow accounts are typically designed to collect enough funds to cover future tax bills, but if the timing of the closing doesn't align with the tax payment schedule, the escrow account may have insufficient funds or an excess amount. Also, changes in ownership. If the property changes hands before the tax assessment is completed, the new owner may be responsible for taxes that have not been accounted for in the escrow calculations. There are local tax assessments. Local jurisdictions may have different methods and schedules for assessing property taxes, which can lead to discrepancies in escrow calculations. Also, homeowners, insurance, and other fees. Sometimes escrow calculations include other costs, like homeowners insurance, which can complicate the total amount needed for property tax escrow. Finally, the status of the residential exemptions. Sometimes there is a change of use for the subject property, and therefore it may have been assessed differently by the local tax assessor. There may have been previous property tax exemptions that were not mentioned or discovered by your sales agent. For example, a home being used as an adult group home may have a charitable exemption so that the property taxes are waived or significantly less than the surrounding properties. But once the use changes, such as when purchasers wish to use the home as their primary residence, this exemption will be removed, causing the property tax bill to substantially increase. There are federal laws regulating residential mortgages that limit the amount that lenders can require borrowers to maintain in an escrow account, typically not exceeding the total monthly payments for 2 months. Contact a real estate attorney if you feel that your property tax escrow holdback is unreasonably excessive. Thanks for listening to today's question and answer podcast. If you liked what you heard and learned, please share this podcast session with your friends and family. Feel free to contact us if you have any questions regarding contracts or real estate issues at provenresource.com. Dedicated to your success, David Sobel.